Hi, it's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast. First thing I want to say is this will be broadcast the first time on April 4th, which will be Easter Sunday. Those of you celebrating Easter, have a great day. It's also be the last day of Passover. And those of you observing Passover, again, have a great day. And if you're not observing either one, have a good day. Hopefully it's a nice day on Sunday. Hopefully it's nice and warm. Enjoy it with family and friends. This is the time of year to get out. It's spring. Let's get out and about. I can't wait for stuff like that. Talk about getting out and about. Since it has gotten warmer, I've been riding my bike around the area a little bit more. And one thing I've noticed, which bothers me, is I see a bit of trash along the sides of the road. When you bike, you go on a slower speed, you see a lot more stuff. It's something that we shouldn't have to have in Carroll County. And actually, I believe the fine in Carroll County is a $1,500 fine for littering. Although, I guess they have to catch you doing it and so forth. How else would they enforce that? But the fact is, it's something that we shouldn't even need. Just be conscious. You know, if you have trash in your car, keep it into your car until you get home, that kind of thing. See trash blowing around your neighborhood, maybe pick it up and throw it in. Your own trash can. I know on trash day in my neighborhood, after the trash guys have gone through, occasionally there's trash going around the neighborhood, especially if it's a windy day. Pick it up, throw it in the trash can. And I think most people do that. It just keeps it off the side of the road, keeps it out of our waterways and such. It just makes your neighborhood look a little bit better. Something that's on my mind because I'm biking a little bit more and I'm walking the trails a little bit more and I see a little bit more of the trash around the area. So just, you know, a sign I saw on the road a while ago said the side of the road is not your trash can. It's also not your ashtray. Don't throw cigarette butts out there. Don't throw trash out your window and that kind of stuff. Be good conscious people in Carroll County, as most of us are, but there's a few. Next thing I'd like to talk about is the COVID numbers. Not only in Carroll County, but around the state and the country are going up a little bit. Now, I can't help but think that this is not coincidental because I don't believe in coincidences, where we've gone back to school 4 days a week where anyone that wants to go can go. And thankfully, a lot of students are not going back. About half or so are right now, which is great. But, you know, we're having more students go back to school. We're easing restrictions and so forth. And I think all that is necessary. Believe me, I want students back in school. I want restrictions eased. I want commerce to move. I want businesses to thrive safely. You have to wear the mask. You have to keep the social distancing. You have to do all that kind of thing. And all that being done. And then we also had the shots being given out. And I know some people are hesitant about getting the shots for COVID. However, literally, hundreds of millions of people across the world have gotten a shot already. Hundreds of million. And over 100 million in this country alone have gotten shots with very little adverse side effects. I got my shots when I had my second one. My shoulder was sore, kind of really sore for 2 days or so, but that was it. And not a big deal. I have to say, when my wife had her second shot, she was basically laying around for 2 days. It, for her, was more or less like having the flu. But it's over, and she survived it. Close, but she survived it. But, you know, there are occasionally some reactions to the shot, but not many. It's something that we need to do. Now, if you don't want to get a shot for whatever reason, again, that's up to you. No one should be forced to get a shot. But what worries me is that if there's a lot of the COVID out there, you can get a lot of mutations. And with them, we've already had several around. One of them is more transmissible than the original COVID-19, so more people will get that. What if there's a mutation that comes out that's more lethal than the original COVID? That's what I'm worried about. And getting the shot will help eliminate some of this stuff. If you don't want it, you don't get it. But if you want the shot, hopefully within a month or so, everyone at once one will be able to get a shot. It's coming pretty quickly now. Things are moving well. I commend our health department for everything that they've done in this area by having people get shots and all. But again, it's still up to you. But I'm encouraging everyone to get a shot. Like I said, I had a shot. My wife had a shot. My daughter, who works at a school, also had her shots and so forth. So, you know, not that we're the prime sample, but, you know, everyone should be looking at getting those shots to help to get the COVID numbers down so there aren't as many variants out there, there aren't as many mutations out there, and we can get this under control. I can't wait for a time where everything can be back as close to normal as it will be. I'm hoping for the middle or the end of summer we can go out and do almost anything we want. That's what I'm hoping for anyway. Next thing I'd like to talk about is Piney Run Lake. We looked at that. It was brought to our attention because if we have a major storm or catastrophic storm come through, a lot of rain and so forth in a short amount of time, it's a possibility of breaching the dam at the lake. Now, it would have to be catastrophic. It had to be something like a hurricane or something like that coming through. But we want that dam to hold. We want it to hold up to stresses like that. Therefore, it was determined that the dam would have to be reinforced and that the spillway on the side of the dam would have to be looked at as well and made to handle more water and so forth going through. So when that was brought up, it was also looked at using the Piney Run Lake as a water resource for Carroll County, because originally that was the intent of that. So that was like option two, to look at it that way. Now, we went with option one, and option one would reinforce a dam or fix a dam, however you want to say that, and fix a spillway so it handles more water. We did not look at making it a water source, which would require draining the lake, putting infrastructure in at the cost of tens of millions of dollars. We didn't look at that. And what really took it off the table is when we had the county attorney look into it, and he found out that the water from the Patapsco watershed in the 1920s was basically given to the city of Baltimore. So any water from the Patapsco watershed, the city of Baltimore has the rights to for their reservoir. Piney Run Lake and the water that feeds Piney Run Lake is in the Patapsco watershed. So even if we spent the tens of millions of dollars it would require to turn that into a water source, pipe it to a water treatment plant and all that stuff, we wouldn't have complete control over how much of that water we could use, how much we'd have to let out, and all that, because it's not in our domain. Because as I said, in the 1920s, the water rights were given to Baltimore City. What we have to do before we look at turning this into a water source for Carroll County, and something I plan to do now, I didn't think about it before we looked deeply into this, is go to our state delegates and have them introduce some legislation that would give us the water rights to the water at least feeding Piney Run Lake, and say that way we would have control over it, and then it might make more sense to spend that kind of money to turn it into a water source. Whether that would come about or not, I don't know, and how the legislation would have to be crafted, I'm not sure either, because the water that comes, there's some runoff from Piney Run Lake. There's a stream that goes through on the other side of it and so forth. So much water of that has to go into the other reservoir and all that stuff. And it all has to be looked at. So I'm not sure how it would be crafted, but I think it's something that we should look into in the next legislative session. It's too late to put it in now. But for next year, I'm going to try to contact our state delegation, maybe work together and see if we can get some legislation in here so we have control over that water. And then, like I said, it might be more feasible to look into that for a water source for Carroll County. But why would we spend tens of millions of dollars to turn it into a water source and not have control over it? Which is why it kind of got taken off the table right there. I guess there's not too much to talk about. There's a couple other things I have on my list, but to be honest with you, I have very little time left. We are having weekly talks about starting up our fire and EMS system, and I think they're going very, very well. There's a lot to work through, but we are working through it together with Director McCoy and the Board of Commissioners. I think we're making good progress there. I look forward to standing up the system that's coming. And like I said, there are a lot of questions. There's a lot going on back and forth, but we're trying to work it all out. And even if we get everything ironed out the way we'd like it right now, if something isn't working quite right in a year or two, it can always be changed. That's the great part about the system. And I see I am out of time. So until next time, it's Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 signing off. Have a great week.